Many supporters of the state's legislature's controversial 2019 tax reform law are facing challengers in this year's election from their own party. KUER's Sonia Hutchin explains the legislature repealed the law after a referendum to overturn it gained traction.
Republican Chris Wilson owns a car dealership in Logan and has never run for elected office before. But he says last year's tax reform bill that would have cut income taxes but raised grocery and gas taxes is one reason he decided to challenge its sponsor.
I just felt like the voters were, you know, their feelings were dismissed and they weren't listened to. And it's one of the reasons why I've decided to run for state senate.
Wilson's up against Republican Senator Lyle Hilliard, who says they did listen. In fact, Hilliard and other supporters held several town halls throughout the state last summer.
I mean, I've been involved in the legislature for many years. I've never seen anything to that extent. I think the problem was we lost control of the message.
Hilliard also says because of the coronavirus pandemic, tax reform won't be as big of an issue during this year's election, which will help his campaign. But sponsors of the referendum that would have overturned last year's tax reform are working to make sure that it stays part of the conversation. They've launched a website where candidates can answer a series of questions based on issues raised by the 2019 bill, which the group will then publicize. Judy Weeks Rohner, one of the organizers, is also focusing her efforts on unseating Hilliard. She's been working with referendum volunteers from his district.
Since Lyle Hilliard wrote that terrible bill, I said if they found a good candidate in Cache County, I would support that person.
And that person is Chris Wilson. Rohner says she's endorsed him and has been offering campaign advice. Sonia Hutchin, KUER News.